This is Lydia to the stack.
Lydia, I'd like to get Lydia on the stack. Who else wants to be on the stack?
James as well.
James?
Well, why don't we hear from Anita first before me?
I don't know. Is Anita still on the call?
We did hear from her.
I think we did. She did. She is.
Already.
I thought we might have more to say.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was on mute. I apologize. This is Anita.
I think Grace wants to be on the stack for this one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Please, God, help us. Okay, so I spoke to our auditor today because I needed to deal with that the CPB thing and where we were with the audited and unaudited reports, of course. And while I had him on the phone, I did ask him about this. And as has already been stated both by, I believe, Anita and Chris, that what they complete in their audit, they do this audit as a consolidated report. So he said it doesn't matter to them where we place these assets. And he said that he had given that he had had a conversation, in fact, with Anita and Eileen, and had informed George of what changes would have to be made, that they were minimal. It would just require also just a note explaining, of course, that the board had decided to move the assets. You know, and this is all internal, because I asked, that was my first question, is this going to delay anything, either way, whether we move ahead with what was passed or not? And he said, not really, it's like a minor distraction, but that he had already dealt with how it should be recorded in the books in order to comply with the motion passed in early May. And that it would require a note, which, of course, the board, how that note PS is articulated, the board will get to review, hopefully, next Thursday if the draft is approved, is sent to us by Wednesday. But anyway, so it is as we understood. He said there's one nonprofit. The internal back and forth is simply to inform us as to how a station is doing. And, of course, what we deal with is budgets and cash flow and that sort of thing. As we know, when an asset is sold, it's that of the foundation. It's not property of any particular unit. So he didn't think, you know, it wasn't a big deal. That was my main concern. Does what we pass in May hold anything up? He said no, these changes are easy to make, and he has already said how to do it and what the note is, and gave them some recommended wording, as a matter of fact. And so I don't see the reason to reconsider this.
Okay. James? James,
yeah, I want to ask you to put me at the bottom of the stack. I'm going to defer to the others.
You can be asked to put back on the stack. I'm not putting anyone at the bottom of.
Oh, okay. I will then. Thank you.
Okay, Anita.
I'd like to just comment on the items that Lydia mentioned. You know, it has held up the audit. Whether we really could put any time into it or not, because it's taken a long time just to get to where we're at now. I think what Chris is trying to bring forth is really a policy, if you will, for us, your consultants, to be able to do our job and have some degree of confidence that we're following what the intention is. Again, I do support that restatement or that substitute, because I do agree with it. Again, we made that journal entry based on information we had at the time. And quite frankly, from the point that we started, we were so far behind because the books were so far behind that we move forward and, again, make those adjustments based on information we had. But I think the fact that this provides guidance to us, and, again, I agree that the assets are stated correctly, but, again, our intention is to be able to provide to the auditor a disclosure, making it clear that it's really management's decision if it's stated that, if it remains or goes back to the original motion, if you will.
Well, Lena, what is that?
Okay. Grace?
Yes.
And Jan to the stack, please.
Yes. I understand that the NETA had information that was provided by wherever they got it from, the stations or the past ED, about how to book this item, based on the history of Pacifica, mainly, which is not an accounting sphere, really. It's up to the board to decide what happened regarding assets. The Nakapon building was the property, and the building was bought by the National Board with from a capital campaign conducted by the National Board of Pacifica in 1989. The Nakapon building was built originally in 1928. There were donations from KPFA listeners is immaterial because those donations would have been made out to the Pacifica Foundation. It was a Pacifica Foundation purchase, and the Pacifica Foundation depreciated that building from 1993 to 2006. That's clearly evident in the audits that you can find on Pacifica.org in those years. The National Board decided to sell the Nakapon building to pay for part of the settlement with the Empire State Realty Trust. The money from the proceeds of that sale and the deed for the Nakapon building is in the name of the Pacifica Foundation. It is an asset of the Pacifica Foundation. It's not part of KPFA. It was housed to the national office. It did not house KPFA ever. And when we sold the building, the money from the proceeds of the sale went to the national office, and it was expended for the settlement, mainly of the Empire State Realty Trust settlement. Having it on the books, $927,000 or however much income to KPFA in 2018 gives a wrong impression. It is not income for KPFA. It is income. The proceeds of the sale are income for the national office, for Pacifica in general. Okay, and that's how they should be booked, because that's what really happened. The money never went to KPFA, never left KPFA, and to have it on the books as such gives a wrong impression of the history of that the building and the transaction and Pacifica. So having it remain on the books gives an inflated concept of impression of the income of KPFA, which is misleading, and it should be corrected. That's all.
Chris Quinn, to the stack.
Elena, and then James to the stack.
James, Chris, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Chris was before me. I heard
Excuse
him first.
Excuse me. Did you hear me? Did you hear me before this?
Jan, in front of me.
Okay. Then Jan will go after James, and then Chris, and then I'll go.
No, Alex. Chris was before me.
Okay. Then you'll go after
Jan. Jan was in there.
Can you put me on the stack, Lawrence, please?
And Paulina was on the stack as well,
she was.
Alex.
All right, Paulina, you go. Lawrence, you can go.
Thank you. I just wanted to point out that because station-level accounting information isn't legally required, It's a discretionary kind of reporting. You know, then the Pacifica Foundation, through its national board, has to come up with accounting policies that are clear, so that our, you know, our accountants, our CPAs, can do their job. So these accounting policies may, you know, they of course they need to comply with general, you know, with GAAP, but. But in this case, that's not very relevant because, like people before me have said, the property is that of the Pacifica Foundation. There's nobody is disputing that, neither side in this debate. Now, how to be consistent is a question. So one way to perhaps be consistent is to direct NETA to adjust the way the things are allocated as because it's not about it's not about property ownership, it's about custodianship, correct? Because the station doesn't really own anything. So then perhaps the depreciation as well as rent of offices, studio transmitter, tower rent, and all of that perhaps should be allocated to the national office. Who cares? After all, we all pay for it together at the end.
What a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Excuse me. Somebody was speaking out of turn and said something unbecoming of a board member. Please watch your mouth.
On the stream.
And you're on the stream as well. Okay, Jan, you're next.
I wanted to direct this question to Anita, and that is, the idea of Neta moving the income from KPFA's books to our column, you might say, to the national office column, and then footnoting it, saying this was done against the advice of our accountants. It seems like, you know, like a maybe a good idea, but. Won't that in actuality highlight that to anybody who is auditing our books and saying, you know, bringing up a kind of like, is this some kind of, what's the point of this hanky panky?
Go on.
No,
I mean I don't know how to say it in a more professional way. So I would like your
no,
about that.
This is not a question and answer period. This is a discussion of a motion.
Okay, I know, but she's here to be a resource, and I would like her to answer this question
to deal with it.
No, she shouldn't be on the stack. She is our consultant, I call the position of the chair, and I would like the position of the chair.
Second that. Sabrina Jacobs, second.
You are out of order.
Okay, wait a minute. I can call the position of the chair and rule and ask that
The parliamentarian would like to.
I am ruling that you are out of order, and you may not continue this. You have, in any case, taken. Your 90 seconds.
The parliamentarian wants to speak. Let the parliamentarian speak.
Okay. You are out of order, too. You were not recognized, Ms. Jacobs.
Don't care. Yeah, no kidding. Because you have a problem with me. You have a problem with black women. And just get this out on the stream right now.
You are
last
out of
time
order.
I asked to be, last time I asked to be recognized, you had a problem with recognizing me then. You have a problem with recognizing me now.
But
you
now it's out there. It's out there. Everybody heard it.
Mr. Tatum,
made it possible. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. One thing that I've been noticing in the meeting tonight is that...
excuse me, Parliamentarian Chair, we have 30 seconds left on this item. You might
okay,
want to...
I hope,
thank you, Minister Spencer, for the time.
Hope that the,
I'd like to move to extend for 5 minutes.
I'm hoping that the parliamentarian is not part of that 30 seconds. What I was going to say is that there should really be no discussion about the order that the chair recognizes people. I think that he's trying to...
Sorry,
go ahead, Mary,
and it went off on its own.
That's okay.
But that's fine.
I think the chair is trying to be fair as he can as far as recognizing members, and it's possible that he could not hear the order that people spoke up. But nevertheless, I think everybody will get a turn to speak, and I don't think that that should be a discussion or an argument about that. Just wait your turn. The other thing that I noticed is that people are requesting to get on the stack when there is no silence on the floor. In other words, when people are still speaking, other people are asking to be on the stack. That's out of order, too. If at all possible, board members should wait for silence before they ask to be recognized with four words, "May I be recognized?" And then the chair will answer back with four words, so-and-so, you are recognized. That is very, very important because people ask for mm-hmm. different things. If they're not being recognized, then it really doesn't count. If you ask to be, if you ask for a point of personal privilege or whatever you ask for, if you haven't been recognized, it really doesn't count. So just be patient with the chair. He will recognize you in turn. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for letting me say that.
Chair, this okay. is Lawrence, timekeeper.
We need a motion to extend time. I would recognize anyone who wants to make such a motion.
Chair, Bravo. The chairman
would like to extend until the stack is exhausted.
I'd like to make a motion, Chair.
Yes. What is your motion? 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second that.
Okay. Are there any objections to 10 minutes? Okay. Chris, you are next on the stack.
Okay. There were 5 points that were made that I think are entirely disputable and objectively false. First of all, Pacifica did not depreciate the asset, as most people would understand that term. It was depreciated on KPFA's books. The national office did not depreciate that asset. And I think that's hopefully what the earlier speaker was trying to say, because it's trivially obvious that Pacifica depreciated it. The consolidated books depreciate everything from all the stations, but the individual stations that own those mm-hmm. assets or that have acquired them through membership depreciate them on their books. And Anita can verify this if you'd like. You don't have to take my word for it. First of all, that was the first thing. Second of all, Pacifica itself did not run the capital campaign. KPFA did. Although it's true that all buildings are Pacifica's, that trivializes the assets of each individual unit. I made a point during the listserv discussion that took place over this issue that what would happen if KPFT were able to sell its property and saw a net gain of $1 million from that. Would they be required to return that to the national office, or could they use it for another building? It's their asset. Why shouldn't they be able to use that asset for whatever purposes they see fit? There was a statement about $927,000 in income. It's complete nonsense. It was $927,000 in revenue, but there was also $600,000 in book depreciation. The net gain from the property was approximately $300,000. And yes, that did indeed go to KPFA because it was their investment. And there was a final statement about GAP being irrelevant within the interdivisional network. That's also false. GAP is important no matter how many divisions there are within a company or not, because they provide the clearest picture of what is going on in the individual units. And for clarity of accounting purposes, which is what the original motion was purporting to do, the clearest way to do it is to book the asset where it's acquired by the people who are residing in that asset or using that asset, by the people that are maintaining that asset, by the people who's, on whose books it lies, and by the people who depreciate it. And so I hope that there's no more misunderstandings about all this stuff. I've gone back and forth, and I've researched it, and I'm absolutely positive about everything that I just said. Thank you.
Dwayne, okay. Jack.
I think it's Dwayne, my turn. Jack. I heard you, Dwayne. It's my turn.
Chair, can you tell me when I'm on the stack? Lawrence?
You're on the stack after me. You're next.
Thank you.
Don't forget, Ken.
Okay. This whole discussion seems to hang around whether the the national office that used to be in the Necopon building was an asset of KPFA or not. So I would like to challenge the assumption that it was an asset of KPFA. It's a little bit murky because the history of this is a little bit murky, but there was a capital campaign to acquire those properties. That capital campaign was a Pacifica campaign. It was not, strictly speaking, just a KPFA campaign. We don't know exactly where the money came from for the purchase of those buildings. We do it. Much of it came from KPFA listeners, but we're certainly not assuming all of it came from KPFA listeners. And it may also be the fact that some of the money that was used to purchase the properties in Berkeley were acquired from the sale of a property in Los Angeles, because remember, there was part of the national office previously resided in Los Angeles. So this is not as straightforward thing as you think. Finally, as far as the depreciation, I have not seen any clear evidence that KPFA actually was depreciating the Necopon building. They did have a depreciation of property on their books, that's true. But did they have a separate line item for their building and a separate line item for the Necopon building? I have not seen that. We do know that there was depreciation on the Necopon building. I believe Gray said it was until 1996. Chris
Corey
says
2006.
And
from 93 to 2006.
Okay. Mr. Corey claims it was on KPFA's profit and loss statement. Let me ask Grace, was it on KPFA's profit and loss, or was it on the national office's profit and loss
point of
statement?
Order, Chair.
Point of order, Chair.
Point of order, Chair.
Chris Corey.
That's a question that she can answer later if she gets back on the stack. I'm not taking a point of order until I'm finished.
Okay.
I think it's perfectly proper for Pacifica management to direct our accountants to correct an error in the books. I don't think there's anything unethical about it, and I think all those arguments are just wrongheaded. So that's my comment on this. Lawrence, you're next on the stack.
Thank you, Chair. I have a cop in the sky that's flying over my house. Okay, so I received much information the way in regards to this matter. I don't believe this is a racial issue. What this issue is a political issue. So let's stick to that. Let's not interject race into this discussion, because I don't think it has anything to do with race. Maybe it does. Subconsciously, because everything in Pacifica, anyway, I'm not going to go there. But I weighed this information in regards to whether what political side
Now I know because I was in the meeting where the presentation was made by Mr. Vermeil and Netta. And I want to remind Netta that Netta is an employee of the foundation. And so that's one point that I wanted to make. And our accounting and our books are the responsibility of the Pacifica Foundation and working with Netta to make sure that everything is above board. Now, the way I'm leaning on this vote, which is a political issue, is based on the actions that were taken by the previous IED. In my observation, and I have spoken to many people on both sides, in my observation, it has been to the detriment of Pacifica that there was almost, I don't want to say the word, but it begins with a C. There was almost duplicity or complicity in regards to, I don't want to say the other word, which is cooking. I don't want to say that, but it seems like there was a justification in order to discredit a sister station from, and then it blows over into the Nakapan building, then KPFA, which is no secret in regards to how they stand against one certain station, justify the actions that were taken by the IED at the time. And I remember because I was visiting my sister on her deathbed in New York City when we had a PNB meeting and the presentation was done by both, I believe it was Ms. Sims and John Vannelli, in regards to certain properties and certain actions that needed to be taken. So based on that, and based on the fact that this is a political problem, I don't see how I could vote to sustain Mr. Corey's motion at this point, because I think it just doesn't jive. There's two arguments. One argument for me weighs heavier than the other argument, and I believe the gap has not been violated, and there's different opinions from different accountants. So in regards to that, I will vote to not to support Mr. Corey's motion at this time.
I lean to the stack.
James is next. Go ahead, James.
You did hear me, though, right, Alex?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to make two quick points. One is the Financial Accounting Standards Board, the FASB, which creates
the... Yeah, we are out of time on this item. Just wanted to let you know. Sorry, James.
No problem.
I move to extend by 10. I'm sorry. May it be recognized.
Okay.
We
to extend for 10 minutes. Do we have a second?
Chris Hoyt, second.
Well,
are there any objections? Okay, let's go.
And I would like Jan Goodman to be on the stack, and I would like Anita Sims, who, you know, is to be on the stack,
Mr.
to
Chair,
have her on the stack, since that's what you're requiring.
Just blurt out Dwayne Larkin's request to be recognized?
Okay. Jan, please do not interrupt.
I wanted to be put on the stack, and I wanted
Dwayne
our
Lark request to be recognized.
Ms. Sims could ask to be put on the stack herself, Jan.
She doesn't want to be put on the stack, but we need to ask her questions because there are factual answers to things that people are arguing about.
I'm trying to do it in decent and in order. I've asked to be recognized properly.
Okay, Mr. Lark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, could you tell me the order of the stack?
The current order is... Tom, Wally, Polina, Dwayne, Eileen, Ralph, and Jan.
They're going to be here for the rest of the night. Okay, thanks.
And then, if
me,
I just read your name, Ralph.
Sir. I did not hear it.
This is Grace with a point of order.
What is your point of order, Grace?
My point of order is there that per Robert's rules, nobody may speak more than twice on
Amen.
Any given agenda item, and anyone, no one can be recognized a second time until everyone who has only spoken, who has not spoken yet, is given the chance to speak.
I second that, and amen.
That's actually
that's
not
Robert's rules. That is in Robert's rules.
That's not Robert's rules, as far as I know. That's a custom we've adopted.
No. It is in Robert's rules. I will.
Parliamentarian.
I will send you the citation, and I'll send it to the whole board.
The parliamentarian.
You might be right. Let me ask Mr. Tatum.
She's right.
Good evening again, everyone. Robert's Rules of Order says that no one should speak a second time if there are others who want to speak for their first time. So that lends to think that there are first round and the second round. So you do get to speak a second time, but only after who wanted to speak their first time has spoken.
Okay. Does that mean I have to give priority to the stack to those people who have not yet spoken?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then I will do that. Tom is next, then Wally, and then Ralph.
And may I be recognized, Mr. Chair?
Excuse me, Dwayne. James, on this matter.
I know I was before Ralph. I was after James.
You're right. Well, you didn't speak yet,
right?
You didn't
speak yet, Wally. It's okay with Ralph.
Eileen, did you
have not spoken on this matter?
No, I have not spoken on this matter.
Okay,
it's okay
then.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, why don't we just go by the order I have, because I can't keep track of who's except that I know Jan has already spoken more than once.
You didn't call my name.
Yeah, you're on the set.
Okay.
You're on after Felina. Tom, go ahead.
May I be recognized? This is James.
No, you may not.
You recognized me a minute ago. I was next.
You already spoke.
No, I didn't.
You didn't speak?
No, I was interrupted when a general outburst occurred with people trying to be recognized.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Quite all right. I understand. It was chaotic.
Okay, but you did speak before. So I'll put you on after the current.
I didn't think I was on this issue.
No.
He hasn't spoken on this issue.
I don't know. I'm having trouble keeping this straight. Okay.
Don't worry, I understand.
You should have signed some of
why don't you finish your comment before you were interrupted?
Sure. Thank you very much. I was saying that the FASB, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, which creates the GAAP principles that some have been referring to here, one of the principles is consistency, and I think that's the one that's in question. And consistency generally says, as you move through time, you try to account for things in the same way that you've done before so that it is consistent. However, the other half of the consistency principle is that when and if you need to make a change, you document the reason for the change in a footnote or in the notes, and it's not a prohibition against changing. It's simply saying when you do change, you need to make a note of it. And then the other thing I just wanted to speak on very briefly is the word procure is being misused by Chris, and I don't want to make a big deal about this, but procure in real estate transactions means the parties who make the occurrence of a commission, a real estate commission, come into play. And KTFA is not capable of procuring. It's not a legal entity for the purpose of purchasing real estate or procuring real estate or in any other way being involved in a legal financial real estate transaction. So it was Pacifica that procured the building. However,
okay.
It was paid for, which I understand there's a variety of sources for the payment. Thank you.
Okay, Wally Jane, your turn.
I didn't ask to speak.
Oh, I thought you did. I'm sorry.
That was a previous session.
Okay,
thank you anyway. Well,
excuse me, Alina. Alex, may I be recognized? I'm Alina. Pretty sure I was after Alina. James.
No, you were not.
Mm.
You're on three
mm-hmm.
down. Alina?
Mr. Chair, I already spoke. I'm not on the stack. I did not request a stack. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's getting confusing. There's too many people here. Dwayne, you're next.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Obviously, I think this is an exercise of us listening to each other because I know for a fact I've heard enough to make up my mind, and I believe everybody on this call has heard enough to make up their mind, but I guess we want to be heard. So let me take the next 30 seconds by simply saying, those of us who know our way around a courtroom, and even those of you who know yourself around a courtroom on television, you know that you can, you should know that you can find an expert to testify on anything, anyway. So for individuals to purport that they are experts and their opinion is so tight and right, I can find someone else who have just as much as credentials and to point out just the opposite. That's what attorneys do, and it's almost any profession, whether it's a minister in the Bible or can make an argument opposite. So the point here is that as Pacifica and as an entity, you have a right to place an item or to report an item on your ledger the way you choose to do it, because the bottom line is not effective. But we've gone through all of this argument for the last several weeks, which I think is really a waste of time, because it doesn't affect the bottom line. And as far as assets are concerned, anyone who knows about corporate law know that sub-entities don't own nothing. The entity owns it. Yes, it can be a portion on the ledger. I will agree with that. But in the end, we shouldn't be arguing about that. So I deduce, and hopefully we'll go to vote. Thank you for indulging.
Okay, Eileen, you're on the stack now.
Well, thank you. Okay, first of all, I want to say that I object to any insinuations that Lawrence seemed to be making. You know what you said. I think I know what you meant, and it's unbecoming. On the gist of the matter...
Can the member state it for the stream what it was that I said?
I could ask for a point of privilege, Lawrence.
May I finish my... I've been waiting to talk for a long time. In the end, people, it doesn't... Excuse me, may I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Wait time.
Chair, who gets to speak right now, Chair? Chair?
Eileen, go ahead, speak.
Thank you. We need to resolve this. In the end, it doesn't matter. We're going to close the 2018 books. We need to move on, people. We need to get to 2019 because I thought we were going to catch up and be, like, caught up with our audits. But, you know, we're so delayed. And this is like, you know, what do they say, rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. This is so not relevant. And we're bringing politics into our accounting, and people are worried about how it's going to look, or if somebody shows, you know, a benefit and somebody else shows a loss, and some people want it to be this way and others want it to be that way. Can we just let the accountants and our auditor do what they do and get past this, move on? We don't have time for this. We can't do it anymore, seriously. And what the accountants do is they are filling the hole, they are putting in the entries where they need to go, speaking with accountants and auditors. We're not even sure how anything was booked. We're talking about a span of 20 or 22 years. we don't know who was doing the books. We would have to go back and do a huge reconstruction to figure out, for all we know, 1 year the depreciation was booked here and another year it was booked there. We can't tell without doing a deep dive into all those years, and I don't even know if that documentation exists. Let's leave it and move on. And really, people, look into your hearts and try to leave behind the spat with KPFA, at least. I think the WBAI thing, that's settled. We don't even need to look at that right now. But this thing about whose name is on the title, who bought it, who paid for it, who had a campaign, when did they do it, we're never going to solve that because everybody's got a different idea and we can argue until the cows come home and still, you know, or until we all keel over dead and still not resolve it. Let's just move past it. Sorry. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Chad, this is Lawrence. A point of personal privilege.
Yes, Lawrence. What is your point of personal privilege?
Yes. The colleague from WPFW mentioned that I said something unbecoming of a board member. And, you know, I'm a kid from Brooklyn, from the streets of a barrio in New York.
You know what you said, Lawrence.
You know, why don't you say it for the stream? Since you left it open-ended like that, why don't you say what I said?
You said it for the stream.
Please, no cross-talking. This is, Lawrence has a right to
make a point. He was not the one who said that.
Excuse me, you were talking about the setup to make WBAI look bad. Well, he's asking me. I'm sorry, you're right.
That's unbecoming of a board member? Those are facts. I'm sorry, Eileen.
Excuse me.
The cursing word was unbecoming previously.
Excuse me, Chair, I'm sorry.
Talking, please.
Call the vote.
Okay, I'm going to...
Chair, let me know when I can respond.
I'm going to rule that Lawrence's point of personal privilege was in order. Arlene, do you want to respond?
Yes, I do. The remarks insinuated that there was some kind of C word. Maybe it was collusion. I don't know. But I think you were implying that our accountants were colluding with the former IED in putting together the justification for what happened at WBAI. And I have been hearing people twisting one fact and one event after the other for a couple of months now, taking perfectly innocent and correct actions and turning them into something else, and I don't think it's becoming to any of us to do that.
Okay.
And I wish everybody would stop doing it.
In two words.
Conjecture.
No, I think we're done with this item. I rule that
the facts are the facts.
I rule that your point of privilege was correct. Hold on, no cross talking.
I'm sorry.
Name is mentioned in a disparaging manner, that is a valid point of personal privilege. I'm not going to get into the factual debate here. So we are out of time, but we have one more person.
Nancy, with a request for comment. I haven't had a chance to say comment yet.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
I just want to let you know.
So I need to recognize someone to then the time. I think we can only afford another 5 minutes. Somebody want to make a motion to extend 5 minutes?
So moved.
Chris Corey, so moved.
Okay, second. We have a second. Okay. Then, are there any objections?
Is that 5 minutes, Chair?
5 minutes. Okay, so I have Ralph on
the clock.
Then Nancy, and then we're going to finish up. I will, if Anita wants to get back on the stack one last time, I will allow her to do that. Same with Lydia, if she wants to get back on the stack. And then we're done, okay? Ralph, go ahead.
Thank you. 30 seconds here. Looking at the substitute motion
and the regular motion, there are spots in both motions that are not so clear. But the substitute motion is a motion through a maze, which is ridiculous, that it doesn't get to the point. So the motion is in more of a straight line. Therefore, it is only practical and obvious that we vote and support the motion and reject the substitute motion based on those realities. Thank you.
Okay. Nancy?
Yes. I know a lot of people have been speaking kind of around what this motion is about and saying what this motion is about, and many of them have been saying that it has to do with what happened at BAI and that somehow our accountants were in doing what they were doing. They were just doing their job. And people are, as Eileen has said, are insinuating that they were doing something other than doing their job. And those people are basically shooting the messenger. They're just doing their job. And the message was not a very, it was a very difficult message to receive. What was done with it was none of the accountants doing. And, you know, we should be actually grateful to them for bringing stuff to our attention. And when they have been given more facts about where the numbers go with respect to WBAI, they have agreed and they have changed them. And this other thing that this motion is about, I mean, this amendment to the motion doesn't have anything to do with that, because they already agreed and did all that other stuff that this motion wanted them to do. This other stuff has to do with some ancient accounting thing that happened long ago, and really, there's really no purpose to change it. But they have agreed to do it with upon the advice of the auditors of how to do it. So, you know, we are wasting a ridiculous amount of time, and I would like us to stop insinuating that our accountants have done anything incorrect or collusion.
Nancy, I'm going to take a lesson we just learned from Mr. Tatum and call a point of privilege for the body. I believe your statement that people are arguing that the accountants were in some kind of collusion is simply a misstatement of fact. There is nothing in either of the motions that are on the floor that is accusing our accountants of improper behavior. We're simply having a difference of opinion about where an item should go. So
good.
Please do not ascribe.
I'm glad you're not, because some other people are.
Well, please, when you say that.
Some people have.
Okay, you cannot say that, because then you are impugning the integrity of the entire discussion.
I have heard people say it.
If you have something specific.
Mr. Chair, orders of the day. Please don't go back and forth with her. Orders of the day.
I can be specific.
Mr. Chair, I can be specific. Point of order. Point of order. It's almost midnight on the East Coast.
When Mr. Lark said that you could find an account.
Dan,
somebody to
please.
Say anything you want them to say, that is impugning them directly.
Miss Jacobs,
that's
you
a lie.
Are out of
that's not impugning anything. That's the fact.
Okay.
You are out of what
Mr. Chair,
minute,
please bring the body
please
to order.
Order.
Can everybody
time.
Can we please go to a vote?
Yeah,
I would also like to ask. I would also like to ask if
Chair,
you can.
Point of order, she has not been
find,
recognized. She has not been recognized.
can you find an accountant to say anything that you want them to say if it's against their principles?
She's out of order. She has not been
If it's against their principles, that's what I would like to
know. No, you just keep on shopping.
Lawyer shopping. Lawyer shopping, not ethical.
Ralph, may I be recognized?
We're going to go to a vote now on this motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Madam Secretary,
okay, thank you.
Take the roll.
Yes. Grace Aaron votes no. Chris Collier?
I'm not Chris Collier, but Robin Collier votes no.
Robin Collier. I'm sorry. Robin Collier. Do you wish to vote, Robin? We're voting.
I did vote yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Heather Gray?
No. No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina Jacobs? Back to her. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Mark?
Pass.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. John Rhodes?
No.
Right. Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Right. Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
All right. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. So I'm going back. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, how do you vote?
No. No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
I abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, you passed?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen, you passed?
I abstain.
Okay. All right, I'm going to count up now, Mr. Chair. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 noes, I believe. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Okay, 7 yes, 11 no's, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay. So the final vote is 12 no, 7 yes, 3 abstentions. The motion to rescind fails. Substitute motion fails.
Okay, and it is after midnight, and we need to adjourn. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Dwayne
Lark.
Second.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Why didn't you do your little speech when Lawrence was talking about?
Nancy, knock it off.
If I thought it would have been appropriate, I speak when I think it's appropriate. That's why.
All right, here we go.
Dwayne speaks when he wants to speak.
Anyway, this meeting is adjourned. If you want to stay on.
Thank you, Alec. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you all. Good night.